My first guest in this edition is David Johnson, CEO of Strategic Vision, one of the most respected polling firms in America. On Friday, Strategic Vision released the statewide polls in four critical states, three of them considered major battleground states, those being Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida, as well as the state of Georgia, where the firm is based. And David, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be on.
A couple of weeks ago, you and I talked when the latest Pennsylvania poll came out at that point, which showed a massive shift towards Barack Obama from a one-point margin in late September to a 14-point Obama lead. Now this brand new survey shows that lead has been cut in half, 50 to 43 Obama in Pennsylvania, a 14-point lead down to 7. Why do you think that is?
A lot of it, what's happening is John McCain is concentrating the state, but Barack Obama has never closed the sale in Pennsylvania, going back to the primary. A lot of voters still remember his comments about the bitter voters who cling to their religion and their guns, and he hasn't been helped by John Murtha either, who's called everybody in southwestern Pennsylvania racists and rednecks.
And so that's obviously not helping in that part of the state, which he probably wasn't expecting to do all that well in anyway, because Hillary Clinton...
Exactly, but what we're seeing is John McCain right now is beginning to perform better than George W. Bush did in 2004. The key now is the suburbs, Bucks County, Chester County, around Philadelphia. And if John McCain can carry those counties, then he's got a shot at winning the state.
Talk about the strategy there, because you point out in your survey that at this point it doesn't look like he's cracked that area enough to make up the ground that he needs to make up. So what strategy would he be wise to implement there, do you think?
Right now we see Sarah Palin is very popular in those areas. If I were him, I would send her to Bucks and Chester County and have her camp out between now and the election day.
And so Pennsylvania with a 7-point lead for Obama-Biden over McCain-Palin, and that's a state, of course, that hasn't been red since 1988. Two other critical states that voters who follow politics are very familiar with, David, of course, are Ohio and Florida. Florida, the scene of the election overtime drama in 2000. Ohio, a little bit of drama there, of course, in 2004. They were the decisive states in the past two presidential elections. In both cases, they're within the margin of error, but in both cases, they're also in favor of McCain-Palin, 48-45 in Ohio, 48-46 in Florida. Those are states that other polls are showing an Obama lead. What have you noticed in the past few days that suggest that's shifting?
We're seeing that white men who are beginning to move to Barack Obama are moving back now to John McCain, and that's helping him dramatically. Also, he's narrowed down the gap among white females. And both of those states, I mean, are going back and forth, and I think they will right into Election Day. But right now, John McCain has some momentum, and I also think he's been helped as well by this Joe the Plumber theme. I think it's beginning to resonate with voters.
Talk a little bit about the positives and negatives. One of the first things that we see in your survey is the favorable and unfavorable views of voters towards the four people on the national tickets. And some might go over that pretty quickly and then look to see what the numbers are in the actual race and how they think about the economy and so forth. But you're noticing negatives climbing pretty much for all four candidates, but especially for Obama. Why?
I think a lot of it is ever since the redistribute the wealth, the Joe the Plumber issue became reaching the forefront, and John McCain's really begun running more now as a traditional Republican, attacking Obama for his tax policies, showing voters what an Obama presidency would do. It's resonating, and people are beginning to worry about Barack Obama and his economic plan, or lack of economic plan.
What about the Joe Biden comments from about a week ago now in Seattle, which suggested that we'd be looking at an international crisis within 6 months if the Democratic ticket wins, because the world would want to test a leader that they see as untested to this point? Does that seem to be weighing on the minds of voters at all?
It definitely does, and we're seeing that. Voters are still concerned about Barack Obama. They still have questions about his leadership ability, and when an issue such as this is raised, it just reinforces those negative opinions.
David, in those same two states, Ohio and Florida, we see also within the survey, because you ask the voters obviously multiple questions, the vast majority of people believe the nation is headed in the wrong direction. 73% say that in Florida, a whopping 85% say that in Ohio. So given the fact that the Republicans have been in the White House for 8 years and those numbers are so high on the right track, wrong track type of scale, why does John McCain have momentum right now?
Right now, it's because Barack Obama has not closed the sale. He's not yet convinced voters that, yes, he is the one to lead the country right now. Normally, when you have the wrong direction over 50%, that spells doom for the incumbent party. Right now, John McCain's been able to keep it competitive. Additionally, voters don't see John McCain as your traditional type of Republican, and that's helping him as well. He's not seen yet as a clone of George W. Bush.
For Barack Obama, in his perspective, the inability to close the sale has got to be pretty frustrating. It looked about a week ago that he was probably cruising to a relatively comfortable victory. Now we're looking at numbers in critical states that show this race is tightening quite a bit. What should be his strategy?
His strategy is somehow to convince voters that if you elect John McCain, it's more of the same, that he really is a break from the past, and that he will govern more as a centrist Bill Clinton type of Democrat than the far-left type of Democrat that his voting record and his past history suggests.
David, you've done polling for quite a while now. Given the shifting we're seeing right now with about a week and a half to go until Election Day, obviously a lot can happen between now and then. It can shift more than once, but what does it suggest we could be seeing a week and a half from now?
That we could see an upset. I mean, Republicans traditionally close very strongly. Let's not forget, Bob Dole, even in 1996, who everybody knew was going to lose, was down 14 points at this time, and he made up over 6 points in the final week of the election. Traditionally, Republicans close very strongly. This is a very tight race, and we're not seeing the runaway, the blowout that Democrats and a lot of the media want us all to see. And until that happens, John McCain really has a fighting shot.
David, in terms of the tactics of these two campaigns over the final week and a half, you mentioned what each of them should be doing strategically. In terms of the message, in addition to Obama suggesting McCain would be more of the same and McCain saying that Obama is another tax and spend liberal, are there other issues that you believe they should be highlighting that they aren't right now that could either drive the base in greater numbers to the polls or swing the moderates to their side?
I think for John McCain, one that I would really be hitting on over and over again is the Supreme Court. Look, the next president of the United States is going to probably make at least two, if not three, appointments to the U.S. Supreme Court. That's a key issue to conservatives, many of whom are still leery of John McCain. I would really hit home on that over and over again. Do you want Barack Obama naming the next three justices to the Supreme Court? If I was Barack Obama, I would talk about the headlines today, the Wall Street collapse, the economy, and keep hammering home on the economy. And I'd run a clip of John McCain where he made that famous quote, "I don't know a lot about the economy. I'm going to read Al Greenspan's book."
And so Obama was basically right in his Al Smith dinner comment when he said, as long as we keep talking about the economy, my chances of winning are pretty good.
Exactly. If it gets off the economy, if it goes to somehow goes to national defense, to the war and terror, then John McCain has a shot. And look, we have a wild card out there with Osama bin Laden. No one knows what's happening there. No one knows what's happening in the war and terror. If somehow that gets back to the forefront, that's advantage McCain.
A couple minutes left in our conversation with David Johnson, CEO of Strategic Vision. And David, the fourth state that you released numbers on Friday is Georgia. It's one of those states that is usually, at least in the past couple of election cycles, presidential-wise, has been reliably Republican, but like Virginia and North Carolina are very much in play. Georgia is also narrower, although not quite as in danger as those other two states for John McCain. According to your latest survey, it's McCain 51, Obama 45. How are those numbers trending?
They're trending strong for the Republicans, but Obama has really begun to make up some headway, and this is without advertising. Let's not forget, he pulled out of Georgia back in the summer, so he does have an opportunity to revisit the state. There's a lot of talk that he's going to. African-American turnout is really going to be critical for him. It's higher than it was in 2004. I don't think we've reached the critical mass yet that it's definitely going to hurt Republicans, but there's that potential. But the other thing is, the more African-Americans that turn out, the more Democrats that turn out, and the closer that Obama is able to make this race, it's having an effect on the Senate race, where Saxby Chambliss is in the fight of his life, 46% to 44% for Jim Martin, the Democrat, with 5% for the Libertarian. And a lot of that problem goes back to really John McCain's problem as well nationwide. Saxby Chambliss is in trouble with his own party for some issues that positions he took on issues, and Republicans are going to the Libertarian. And this is what John McCain's overall problems are as well. A lot of conservatives still do not trust him. They're still angry with him for positions he's taken in the past.
And in terms of the Chambliss race, he, of course, won an upset victory of his own 6 years ago over Max Cleland. That 46-44 number, with him 4 points below 50%, how endangered is he right now?
He's very endangered. Right now, it's looking like we might have a runoff, because in Georgia, if you don't get 50% or more, it goes to a runoff. And look, this could be the 60th seat that the Democrats need, so they could be going all out in the 4 weeks after the election to try to win the Senate race.
So we could see election drama well after November 4th. David, thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
David Johnson is CEO of Strategic Vision, one of the most respected polling firms in the country. To look at all the polls and the latest details and all the questions answered in all four states, go to strategicvision.biz. This is Dateline Washington.